What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 8 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We got all the guys here today. We got me, Jackson. We got Sean.
What's up?
We got Connor.
Hello, hello.
We got Denton.
What's up?
And, you know, some guy that we brought back from a past episode that our OG listeners would know, Mr. Brody Hayes. Welcome back to the pod, buddy.
Howdy.
We want to give a shout-out to this week's sponsor.
Is your spouse always complaining about how your bush could use a little trimming? Well, look no further.
Go to K2 Agriculture and Turf for all your mower and tractor needs. Go see Coach Scott, a.k.a. Ryan Scott, a.k.a. the greatest coach of all time in every sport that you'll ever see, and the staff for great purchases and such as Bad Boy Mowers and Skag Mowers located off Highway 109 in Lebanon. Shout out to K2 Agriculture and Turf.
Thank you, Coach Scott.
Attaboy, Coach Scott, the newly engaged. So let's give Coach Scott a round of applause. Attaboy, Coach Scott.
If you by chance know him, you know, make sure to congratulate him.
Yes, you should. Coach Scott is the goat of all coaches. Remember back in the day when he would practice with us in the very very small jerseys, practice jerseys.
Yeah, and then he'd go shirtless when it got too hot.
He would, and he looked like he was about as red as this pole right here. That's right by our studio.
Now y'all can't see that, but
for all you listeners,
it's pretty red.
It is very red, and
it's as red as Brody's face usually is.
You by chance remember when he subbed for our English class, Jackson?
Coach Scott was the greatest sub.
Oh yeah,
I think I've ever had.
He might be the greatest sub.
What did he do?
He like we legit didn't do a thing the whole class, and
isn't that every sub though?
Well, like
no,
if you have a chill
sub. Some subs were like no talking, no.
Yeah.
No looking on your phones, no anything.
If you get the,
if
you get the old ladies, they're
always straight. Oh, yeah. Except I actually got in trouble in health science class, but we won't even talk about
Lester.
That.
Or Miss Lester. I want to shout out Miss Lester.
Shout out Miss Lester. You're the exception.
Sean, did you get in trouble with a sub? What'd you say?
I mean, it wasn't like in
How trouble.
You
get in trouble with a sub?
I screamed out like, sheesh! And she was like, no screaming,
no
talking.
No sheeshing in my classroom.
She was like, you will not blurt out. I don't like you already or something like that. Not maybe bad. But going back to Coach Scott, like he would like let us play with like a you remember the like
you
plastic
had that
ball?
Yeah, and you throw it around.
I remember that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Is this a football coach?
Football / basketball coach.
Yeah, he would dress out for football too.
I remember one day running across country and I see this absolute unit walking out of the locker room and I'm like, who is this new kid? My gosh, he's going to absolutely dominate. Well, I get closer to it, and it's Coach Scott in full pads, ready to go ham.
Kind of yeah, shorter guy.
Yeah,
yes.
Beard. Okay,
yes.
He subbed at Washington.
He is like bleached hair.
Yes.
Yep. That is him.
Yeah. Congratulations to him because I had him in class, and I don't know who he is, but now I do.
He would play scout team running back against like starting D in middle school, and dude, he would truck people.
That would be so fun as an adult to go back to middle school.
Oh yeah, dude. He loved it.
That's got to be illegal.
Him and Coach Teeter both
like that Cam Newton commercial.
Like, Coach Teeter did it, too?
Yeah, Coach Teeter
Oh, my
did
gosh.
It,
how are these men not arrested?
Well, if they didn't kill anybody, I think they'll be all right. So,
I mean,
you're always one hit away.
Child
That's
abuse.
True. Speaking of hits, did y'all see that UFC fight last night?
Oh, my gosh.
It was
gosh.
Brutal.
Ugh. That was
disgusting.
It was
I don't
ever disgusting.
Want
to
see that again.
You talking about the dude's knockout or the dude's leg?
Leg.
Definitely
Chris,
the leg.
Was it Chris Wedman? Is that how you say his name? And Uriah Hall? I don't know how you say half these guys' names.
Weird names.
It looked like his bone just like turned a little.
Yeah. His leg legit bent
for
around.
Those of you, for like, those of you who have not seen it, we'll call it Fighter A and Fighter B.
Fighter
B
A
ended up breaking
kicked,
his leg.
Yeah, Fighter A.
The kicker broke his own leg.
Yes.
Yes, he kicked Fighter B
it would be like
and broke his own
if
leg.
I kicked Connor's leg and my ankle shattered.
Yeah, yeah.
His legs have to be like solid.
No, they snapped.
This is back-to-back fights that the opposing fighter has broken his leg. Against the guy that won.
Like, are these people's shins? Are these people's shins just that, like, freaking?
He must.
I don't even know the
word. Calf raises.
Going back, like in
no,
slow mo, though,
like the shin part.
It was like his bone.
Dude, he like he didn't even look like he knew he broke his leg. He like his face didn't even change. He like went back to like take a step back, and then he like fell because his leg
was like jelly.
Yeah,
yeah. At first,
it was like a fish out of water.
He didn't even notice
it flopping.
At first, he looked like he was just like it was a regular kick, and then he took like one step. And you just saw his leg just like flimsy in the air.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh,
it
that's disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Would you say that was the worst injury you've ever seen, like on a sporting event?
There was another one.
Weren't y'all there
Nick
for the
Chubb versus Tennessee?
No, not even close. The Louisville basketball guy.
Kevin
was
Ware.
His
that's what I was thinking.
Out of his knee.
And also, there was like, I don't know if you've seen like YouTube videos, but like
I hope it's just a cramp.
His neck cut.
Sorry.
Like, there's YouTube videos of this dude got his, like, neck cut from a ice skate.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Was
that the
goalie? I don't know. Yeah, it was the goalie.
And there's just blood going everywhere.
Oh, my God. That was disgusting. Let's get off this topic. I don't really want to imagine this.
Yeah, Nick Chubb's video?
Yeah, I mean, his knee?
Yeah.
His knee, like, shifted.
He tore his ACL.
Yeah.
We don't want to take away from the injury because that was also bad, but.
Yeah, in terms of injury,
they showed it on the loud, or not the loud,
the loud screen,
the big screen.
So you could hear it
in the stadium.
Really crack,
and it was disturbing.
Yeah,
to say the least.
Kevin Ware one, it was awful.
Oh my gosh! Just imagine
bone was sticking out his knee.
Imagine looking down and seeing your bone out of your skin.
I would freak out.
Never seen my bone before, so.
But imagine
that's awful. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine, because it just doesn't happen. I think that's the only, like, sports injury I've ever seen where a bone has popped out. Did Alex Smith's bone pop out? And what's his face? The guy from the Redskins? A long time ago.
I don't think their bones, like, stuck out. Their legs just went the opposite
way. Well, they had, like, pants.
It was on the same day against the same team in the same stadium.
Yes, that's the freaky thing.
Oh, yeah, that was freaky. But he ended up coming back, and then he retired, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but props to him for even coming back, though. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, like, that's a very scary injury.
Who would come back from that? You know what I mean?
Alex Smith.
But, he's just a different
anybody
breed.
Anybody retired, never mind.
Yeah, now he's retired.
Yeah, but what, do you come back for a year? That's it?
Yeah, they should rename the award after him.
The Comeback Player of the Year?
Yeah, it should be the Alex Smith Comeback Player of the Year. Just like they made the Walter Payton Man of the Year award.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that.
Speaking of the NFL...
The NFL draft.
NFL draft's
Thursday?
Coming up. It is Thursday.
Who's going to be the first pick?
Obviously, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. For sure.
Shocker.
I think Justin Fields is supposed to go third, maybe.
I don't know. I've heard Mac Jones might be.
It keeps flip flopping. I mean,
honestly,
I thought Mac was like 17.
No, Mac got.
It's because he has epilepsy.
Mac got high.
It came out that Fields had epilepsy and that, like, hurt his draft stock, but, like, that doesn't.
Yeah,
he's still good in college. I don't really know how that would affect anything.
Well, there's
Alabama.
There's people that are good in college that aren't good in the NFL.
Epilepsy's not the reason.
You mean like health wise?
What?
Like it didn't affect his health at all?
No, like, I mean performance. Like, I mean like it came out that he had epilepsy, and then people are like, oh no, but like
that doesn't.
Yeah, because that's like a health issue.
Who do you think is a safer pick at three though, quarterback wise, Fields or Jones?
Fields.
I'd rather have
Justin Fields
to his younger brother.
Justin Fields is, I think, just as good as Trevor Lawrence.
I think Fields is going to be terrible.
Personally. I don't know anything about that dude from North Dakota.
Trey Lance.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
him. He's got a missile, but I don't know either.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of
safer pick, probably.
That kind of runs into a Carson Wentz situation.
They went to the same college.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, he has not played anywhere near the level of competition he's about to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Wentz was very good his first 3 years.
I just think the NFL is going away from in the pocket quarterbacks.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not. They're having more running quarterbacks.
Running backs, Lamar.
Yeah, it's like Lamar Jackson. Lamar's considered a
quarterback in the draft, but he's also the smartest.
Hey, he could be Tom Brady. Hey, that's all it takes in the NFL. It's about smarts. Peyton Manning had the worst arm at the end of his career that I've ever seen, yet he broke records because he was a genius. And then you have guys like Jamarcus Russell that have a ton of talent. They're just super dumb, and they're just complete busts.
Right. It's crazy how, I forgot where I heard this from, but the difference in being open in college and the difference in being open in the NFL.
Like as a receiver?
Yes, is stupid.
Oh, yeah. Like in college, I mean, you break away and you're open by like 10 yards. In the NFL, it's like a 3-inch window, and then you got to make that pass get there in 0.02 seconds.
That perfect pass that you see in college has to be every time in the NFL.
Yeah, or it's
that's why you see a lot of college quarterbacks who actually just dominate in college, go to the NFL, and it's just nowhere near.
Did y'all see Garantano already in season form at Washington State?
Yeah, he
first
threw
pass.
A pick on the first pass.
Wait, really?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, already mid-season form.
That's hilarious.
All the Tennessee fans out there, we were going to score 50 points a game.
Yeah, but I realize it's kind of the lower scoring a spring game is, the better the team is. And our score was 41-38.
Yep, so
which means we're going to lose games 70-60.
Or our defense is terrible.
Well, I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying our offense is good.
Yeah, but, like, I was looking at all the good teams. Like, I hate Alabama, but Alabama, for instance, and their spring game was, like,
14-6. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, but Alabama's good. We're not.
Yeah, but you also got a new quarterback that didn't
Bryce
play.
Young?
Yeah.
He's good,
yeah,
though.
He's good, but,
he's
like,
gonna
he's
going to
have experience.
He'll be good in college on the pros because Alabama's never had a good pro quarterback ever.
Maybe this year. Maybe this will be the
year. Wait,
other
for real?
Than,
y'all haven't had one?
Yeah, Jonah.
I mean, you got to think of all,
Jonah
the, all of our
only good one ever, and he was okay.
You got to think of all of our past quarterbacks. So I mean, you got like, you got John Parker Wilson. He was nobody in the NFL.
Yeah, see, I just don't know any of y'all's.
Greg McElroy now works for SEC Network.
What about that dude that played for the Bengals, McCarron?
AJ McCarron. He's with the Texans now, and he actually almost beat the Titans whenever they benched Deshaun Watson because they were already in the playoffs and the game didn't matter. The Titans needed to win to make the playoffs. And they played McCarron, and we almost lost. He's a good backup. He's like one of those like
McCarron
long-term backup.
McCarron was good.
He was a pro-style quarterback.
Yes.
Tony Hill's, the other ones have been. And Tua just threw a slant route.
Then we had.
Didn't he win two national championships?
2009, and then.
His girlfriend.
Oh.
His girlfriend was the real MVP.
they like zoomed in on her every game. They're like, and there's AJ's girlfriend.
Just in case y'all didn't hear the first couple times, this is AJ McCarron's girlfriend.
Well, you know from the
Catherine
wise Webb. Words of Moneyball, ugly girlfriend means no confidence.
That's very true.
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be like, Alabama plays later today, and in honor of Alabama, here's AJ McCarron's girlfriend.
She was like Miss Alabama, I think.
Well, yeah.
Brent Musburger had the biggest crush on her ever.
Who?
The announcer.
Oh, yes. Really? He was like, there's a 2-yard pass from AJ
woman.
McCarron. Now let's go back to Catherine Webb.
Wasn't he like 50, though?
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah.
That's and weird.
Half the game's just her just in the stands.
Not that we're complaining. But
but yeah, then you go with guys like Blake Sims, Jake Coker, which.
Bust.
Well, they
didn't even have a chance. I mean, they weren't even like. You knew they were going to be guys that were. Good in college, or just role players in college.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because like
could go
Coker, we had Henry, and then
right.
with Sims, we had a stud wide receiver course. So,
yeah, I mean, we could go play quarterback for Alabama and not be terrible.
The only thing about Mac Jones that scares me is that he's surrounded by the best team in the country. Like, this is the best wide receiver group ever.
Mm, yeah. What about Jalen Hurts?
You know, his words come. I've heard different things. Heard he's going to be a starter. Heard he's going to be a backup again. Or they're going to get somebody in the draft. Do y'all think he's got the potential to be a good starting quarterback?
Didn't they sign someone?
They signed Joe Flacco or traded.
Oh yeah, the best quarterback ever.
He's elite.
He's elite. Yeah,
yeah.
Always been elite.
Yep. Even if they draft someone, I still think he'll start like at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, with how not good their line is, you kind of have to start Hurts.
Yeah.
Because Flacco would just get sacked every single time. I mean, we saw it with Wentz. You got to have a guy that at least can get out of the pocket.
Yes, that's true. But in other news, I just got an update about the draft, considering the QB situation. San Francisco is going to take either Trey Lance or Justin Fields. So, oh, wait, no. Or Mac Jones. No, Justin Fields.
So that's the third pick?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So it's either going to be the North Dakota State quarterback, maybe it's South Dakota State, wherever Carson Wentz went.
I'm going to say it's North. Actually,
it's
North.
It's North.
Okay.
It's either going to be him, who kind of, you know, no spotlight. We don't really know. His team's probably not great, but at the same time, he's not facing great defenses. Or the guy who has good numbers. We've seen them. He faces great defense, but he has way more resources. So it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening. I mean, personally, I don't think either will be necessarily great. I kind of like Trey Lance better, maybe. He has the better arm. If Mac's smart, though, that might put him over the edge. I'm not sure.
Still think Fields is a top,
no, Fields
top
is,
no,
two.
Fields is
dumb, and you can't be dumb in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a playmaker. You can't teach playmaker.
But you,
what? Yes, you can.
You can teach somebody to get better.
You can
train. No, you can't teach.
I mean, I get
being
what you're saying.
A dude.
I get what you're saying.
Going out there and
however,
the ball. In the last 40 seconds of a game and driving the ball down.
But look,
the field.
There's been so much that came out about Fields that I feel like it's not even worth taking him at this point.
Okay,
the
Connor,
whole...
who's the best quarterback ever?
I don't know.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady,
okay.
Who's a genius?
Tom
Brady.
How fast is Tom Brady? How good is Tom Brady's arm?
Yeah, but y'all are trying to compare Mac Jones to Tom Brady.
Okay, who's
the
second best
same
quarterback?
Same body,
ever?
Same speed.
Yeah, who's the second best
but
quarterback ever?
There's only one Tom Brady.
Okay, who's the second best quarterback ever?
I mean,
Peyton Manning.
Joe Montana.
Okay, we'll say Peyton Manning. That's the same thing with Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Peyton Manning's a
Montana. It's the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, you see, guys. Yes, the league is turning now to these playmakers, where you have like Lamar and Patrick Mahomes. However, one hit, they're done.
And see how Lamar is in the playoffs.
Yeah, and see how Lamar is every year. I mean, he was way worse this year than he was last year. Now, with that being said,
look at Patrick Mahomes.
He was amazing.
I kind of think
Patrick Mahomes is a freak of nature.
I kind of think Justin Fields and Patrick Mahomes like are similar.
You are crazy. You have lost your mind.
Yes, Mahomes is ultra talented, but he's also pretty smart. It's not like he's a
But y'all are just bashing Justin Fields. Did you see how good he did at Ohio State?
Did you see how good A.J. McCarron did at Alabama? And now, I mean, he's a backup in the league? Wow.
Well, not everybody can be
Tom
Brady's.
You know,
not everybody can be Tom Brady's or Peyton Manning.
Yes, Tim Tebow is arguably the greatest college player of all time.
Johnny Manziel.
Jamarcus Russell.
That's actually not a bad comparison.
Yes. Look at Johnny Manziel. He probably had the best quarterback career ever in college.
He was a dude, a playmaker.
Yes,
like Fields.
Yes.
Exactly like Fields.
Johnny Manziel was the playmaker. He
Fields
was dumb.
And Manziel is a great comparison.
He was dumb, and look, he said literally yesterday.
He now plays arena football.
No, he retired from it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, well, either way.
We're just going to have to see. You don't know until you see.
I just will never believe in Alabama or Ohio State quarterbacks. I'm definitely biased. However, I really don't believe in
Fields. But Garantano, though, I mean,
yeah,
he can make it.
Best quarterback ever, obviously. I mean, yeah. You got Tom Brady. You have your Garantanos. I mean, they're just 1A, 1B.
Mm-hmm. I'm obviously a little biased when it comes to Jones, so I give him a little more benefit of the doubt than y'all would, I would say.
If Mac is as smart as they've tried to say he is, he could be good.
I would agree.
However,
I've always said he could be a sneaky Tom Brady.
Yes, he has the same body. I mean, yeah, their draft pictures are probably going to look similar.
I'm about to say it was hilarious, the picture of him smoking his cigar after the Tennessee game.
Yes,
I sent it to my dad. I'm like, this is what a first round draft pick looks like.
This is a D1 athlete right here.
Yes, absolutely, just like beer belly looking. Just look like he's an absolute dad. That's what he looked like. Like the ultimate dad bod.
Yeah, him
Mac
and Ben
James.
Askren got like the same body.
Yeah, are we thinking, anybody here thinking Trevor Lawrence might be a bust, or are we all sold on Trevor?
I don't think he'll be a bust, but the Jags.
I see him the same way as I see Joe Burrow. They're both elite quarterbacks, no talent around them.
And the Jets quarterback, what's his name?
Darnold.
Yeah.
I don't think the Jets are just terrible.
Yeah, that's what
Darnold
I'm saying.
Has,
like the team just ruined
him. Darnold has talent. I mean, y'all saw the throw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the on the run, like no look pass.
Yes.
He's just on a terrible
team.
Yeah,
that's why
I
think
Burrow is that
Lawrence
actually
won't be as good. What? Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I just finished. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, like Burrow had a good year up until he tore his ACL, but like they're going to keep getting hurt unless they build around him.
Yeah, they definitely need to get linemen.
Didn't the Bengals just dominate the Titans this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
They absolutely.
Made them look stupid.
Yes.
Sean, who do you think the Packers will go to this year?
What
do you have any idea? Like, in what direction?
I don't really
know
anything about draft picks, so I don't follow that.
But you claim you're a Packers fan?
I am a Packers fan.
Sean plays the fake
Sean,
football.
Do you just like wearing the cheese hat? Is that your thing?
The cheese hat does rock me very well. Not gonna lie.
For sure.
Do we think Kyle Pitts will be the next Travis Kelce Gronk type player?
He'll be better than Travis Kelce.
Yes. I don't know.
Travis Kelce was like
in
the
how
number
much
two
time?
Receiver in the league this year.
Yes, and I think Kyle Pitts is going to be better than him.
How much
wow.
time?
Eventually.
How much time do you think that will be?
4 years.
Max?
Yes,
or like minimum?
Supposed to go.
Like five to seven range, I think.
They have him ranked as the number two prospect.
Well, look at him. He's a tight end who runs a 4-4.
Who's going number two?
Who's Zach Wilson? Number two? Is it Zach?
Who's he?
Zach Wilson's going to go second to the... Who is it?
I'm going to look up the draft order.
It's the Jets. It's the Jets.
Wait, who's Zach Wilson?
He's the BYU quarterback.
Oh, he's going to be trash.
He's not going to be trash. I think he'll be better than Trevor Lawrence at the start just because he'll be going to a decently better team.
No, I mean, I haven't really looked into him, but...
He had a heck of a draft, a pro day. Then again,
I know he plays at BYU and they don't play anybody good, but he just looked good every game.
Okay, yeah.
They
Jets
lost
to
Coastal.
Yes, but that wasn't his fault.
Didn't they beat Tennessee? Was that last year?
Yeah. It wasn't this year, but that was him, too. But it was the year before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a terrible loss.
Was that the one in overtime? BYU?
No, they threw. Okay, so we just had to hold them.
It was in overtime, I think.
They, like, tied it up at the end on a field goal.
Yeah, it was, like, the first possession. Or the we had, like, kicked the field goal, and then in overtime, they got to, like, the two-yard line, and then all their linemen, like, picked him up and ran him in the end zone.
Well, they threw like, a 70-yard touchdown pass. To, like, tie it up.
Yes, I remember that.
And all our safeties had to do was not get beat deep because there was, like, 10 seconds left.
Our safeties have always been trash.
Well, I mean, they crash on, like, the little 15-yard out routes, but they don't cover the 70-yard pass. So, it's frustrating watching Tennessee sometimes.
Running back-wise, who would you say are the studs?
Etienne is probably number one, and then Najee's number two. I don't know anybody else.
Etienne is either going to be a bust or the next Kamara. I think he is going to be underrated, which is weird to say. He's on Clemson, so people know him. But since he's on Clemson, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You know, people just are like, oh, he's on Clemson. That's why he's good. But, like, he was, like, their number three receiver.
He is elusive. I'll tell you that. He can do it all.
Now, I've heard from a very unreliable source that North Carolina's running backs are pretty good.
Yeah, Ferg.
Unreliable. Shout out for sure. Ferguson.
The Falcons are supposed to take Pitts.
Don't be a Ferg.
What?
The Falcons are supposed to take Kyle Pitts.
I've heard they're going to trade out
that
pick. Which
would be perfect.
I've heard that they're going to trade that pick to, like, someone who needs a quarterback, and then they'll be, like, another quarterback.
Yeah, but, I mean, Atlanta's offense would be perfect for a stud receiver tight end.
They've already got receivers. They need to build up, like, their defense.
Yeah.
Poor Matt Ryan. I mean, they have him, and then they got Julio, and then they got Calvin Ridley. I mean,
getting a little old, don't you think?
He's still a stud.
Yeah, I mean, he'll probably play two more years. He hasn't finished a full season, like, ever.
That's why he's kind of unreliable, I would say, in fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. He'll have 40
and then have 50, Julio Jones.
Well, last year he was pretty consistent. His thing is he just never stays healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I think he missed like six games last year.
I think he has a hamstring problem every year.
Yeah.
Who is now my least favorite player in the league? Christian McCaffrey. wasted number one overall fantasy
for you ever. Fantasy listeners out there, McCaffrey's going to fall this year. I mean, it might not be a lot, but that might be a sneaky pick.
He'll still be number one in most leagues.
I don't think so. Oh, no. Saquon will fall.
Oh, yeah.
And because, like, this year, Saquon was, like, the number two pick in the draft, played one game. The year before, he kind of got hurt. He might fall, and he could be the number one running back easily.
Or he could.
The man has the biggest quads I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I know.
Have you seen his lifting videos?
He's also on the Giants, too. Yeah. It's tough.
The Dolphins are supposed to take Ja'Marr Chase, and I do not think he should have sat out this year.
I don't think they should take him.
Maybe,
I think he's the best
maybe he just out. Maybe he just what? Knew they were going to suck, so he's just like, I'm not going past after a national championship.
Yes, but I mean,
to the worst team.
You rest a year, you might never come back the same.
That's Ja'Marr the only Chase. Thing that's scary about him.
Wait, Ja'Marr Chase is the one that played for the Vikings, right?
That's Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson.
And this guy was three times better than him, and Justin Jefferson's a beast.
Yes. Chase was better than
him. Why did he sit out?
Because they were bad.
Yeah. He didn't play a game.
He used, like, COVID as the excuse to sit out, but it was really just because he knew they'd be bad.
There's no reason to get hurt your final year when you're about to get.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he probably would have gotten the most targets in the country this year.
He's the best receiver in the draft, talent-wise.
But just because he didn't play last year, he's not going to be picked up
high. I think Smith will be better.
What are y'all's thoughts on Smith?
Sit out. Smith's very good.
I
think he's getting very underlooked for his size. He made it work in college.
Yes, but that's
yeah. But you even different. Admitted college is completely different.
That's for a quarterback,
I'm sold on
his route case, running man. Is yeah,
the
corners
are way
the physicality
better.
In the league.
They're just
going to
be throwing slant routes in the NFL,
good.
And he can catch it.
I'm sold on him after this year.
I think he might be good, but he takes one hit and he's dead.
I can
he
see
weighs
this,
less than
I mean,
all of us.
Yes, but I mean, you look at Wes Welker. He was the same way, and he still played 8 years.
No, Wes Welker was not that small.
Wes Welker's tiny.
He is tiny.
Yes, but Devontae
for
Smith.
For an NFL receiver, he is
Wes
tiny.
Welker's like 5'6".
He was a slot guy, though. Smith's not.
Smith will probably play slot in the pros.
Yes, but Smith is 6'2", 160.
With the arm, 6'2". With his wingspan probably being in like 8 feet.
I'm not saying he's not going to be a good receiver. I'm talking about the injury risk.
Wes Welker's 5'9".
How much does he weigh? I'm not talking about height here. I know he's tall.
180.
He's 20 pounds heavier and 5 inches taller.
Smith is only 160?
Yeah.
Smith is 160.
At 6'2"?
At 6'2".
Oh, man.
I'm 165 at 6'1".
Exactly. You think you go play wide receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sure. I would also say that he also, his arms go from one end of the room to the other, and he can jump to the moon.
Oh, and
I'm
also,
not saying he's not going
to
be good.
You're not allowed to hit receivers anymore.
Yes, but he's not going to be able to get open. Like,
yeah, they're
unless,
just going to bully him off the
line. Exactly.
Yeah, but everything's in favor of the offense. I'm sure they find a way to start calling penalties on it. And there's small receivers that get off the line.
You just got to be quick.
I'm not talking about short. How many receivers are that weak in the NFL?
I mean, he's super light, but is he weak?
Wait,
and I don't know his bench press.
Jackson,
up.
Is he fidgety quick?
He didn't do it.
He's,
he didn't do
his
it.
Route
he didn't
running,
do the bench.
His route running is stupid.
Okay, so that's what he's got going
also,
for
also, they give them legal steroids in the NFL. So, I mean, if he had to get that much stronger. I mean, look at McCaffrey. McCaffrey got freakishly big. They call it your second puberty in the NFL. So if he had to get that much bigger, they could get him that much bigger.
I'm gonna say there are like
yeah, also you
he needed to get
speed.
That much bigger because he is small.
You got to think in college they have to go to class and all this other stuff. Now, granted, those big D1 schools,
those football
they,
players don't go
like
to class.
Job.
I realize that. However,
yeah, especially
they
in
have,
Alabama.
At this point in his career, he can pay people to make him big.
Well, that's what he needs to do because right
that's
he
what he's gonna do. He's gonna pay people to get him big.
I don't think he's the first receiver off the board. It's gonna be Chase or Waddle.
It's supposed to be Chase.
I think Waddle was going to be better than him.
Well, Waddle got hurt.
Waddle was...
Well, yeah, that's a freak accident. Though.
Waddle was the best receiver on the team before he got hurt.
Waddle made Ohio State stupid, and he was limping the entire game.
Yeah, he went off.
It's hard to believe Waddle's not going to be good.
So, this mock draft has the Broncos trading up to number 7 and taking Justin Fields, and that would be such a Denver Broncos move.
Yes,
because they'd be taking another bad quarterback. Now, this would be against the stereotype, because John Elway's taking a 6'5 white quarterback 7 drafts in a row, but this would be a very Broncos move.
If I was them, I would wait and get that dude from Stanford, like, in the second round. David Mills, that's his name?
I don't know his name.
I've heard that if he falls, I could see Fields going to the Patriots.
Which would be scary, because bad quarterbacks are good with the Patriots.
Didn't they sign Cam Newton to another year, though?
Yes,
yeah,
but it's a very small deal.
Newton's not going to
They saw him for more. I mean, they signed him for more than they should have. Did you see the deal, Brody? Instead of it being like $1.4 million, it was like $14
million. Yes, but it's like $11 million of them are like incentives. So like if he doesn't do good, it's like $3 million.
This has the Bears trading up to get Lance at number 8.
That wouldn't be a bad move.
Yeah.
But they're still paying Nick Foles. So.
What team's Foles on now?
The Bears.
Oh.
The Bears. And they just signed
the Bears.
They traded Trubisky to like the Niners or something?
Trubisky's just a free agent. He hasn't signed yet.
Who did the Niners trade for? Or trade away?
They haven't. They said they might trade.
Yeah, Jimmy G was like in the talks of being traded.
They said they're going to keep him though.
I swear, Trubisky like got traded.
He's a free agent.
How scary do you think
Andy Dalton got, or Andy Dalton signed with the Bears?
There's someone that got traded to somewhere.
Darnold got traded to the Panthers.
I know, like Jacoby Brissett signed somewhere.
He signed with the Dolphins, maybe.
Brody, you know a lot about this stuff.
I like to keep my updates.
I don't know if it's the Dolphins. I'm not sure who it is.
I don't know. The QB market's kind of
how scary do you think it is as a starting quarterback somewhere to be thinking about your spot possibly like they draft a let's say like you're the starting quarterback. Say you're Jimmy G. How scary do you think it is that they could possibly take a quarterback and your job is on the line?
Well, if they trade it up, you know they're definitely taking a quarterback. So he definitely feels the pressure. But like, say last year, like Aaron Rodgers, whenever he's still amazing, and then they draft a quarterback, that's kind of scary, too.
Hopefully, they'll do a better job.
Yeah, it also will make you work harder, get better.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean,
but some quarterbacks don't do good under
pressure. Who did the Packers take again?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love won Aaron Rodgers that MVP.
He did.
Yeah, he made Rodgers mad, and he won MVP.
Did he ever come out with saying anything about them taking a quarterback? Because you know he's gotten asked it.
He would, like, say subtle stuff like, you know, doesn't affect me or whatever, but he would like kind of like throw some jabs like, I wish we would have drafted a receiver or something like that.
Well, yeah, they should.
Well, yeah, because he's a quarterback.
They drafted a quarterback and a running back to then re-sign their running back for a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal. If you're going to take that running back in the second round, you cannot then go and re-sign Aaron Jones for that much money.
Especially because running backs are very easily replaceable. You don't need to take a running back in the second round, especially if you're going to sign back the same guy.
Yes. If you need a wide receiver and if your best two players on your team are your quarterback and your running back and they are stars, why in the world would you go and take a running back and a quarterback? LaFleur or their general manager should have been fired that day.
Maybe. I mean, he is getting up there in age. However, if you're going to take a quarterback for the future like that, you're going to want to be like a Trevor Lawrence. You know what I mean? You don't want to get a Jordan Love who is on the fence you don't know if they're going to be bad or good.
And you know that in the next 3 years, you got to win a Super Bowl or it's over. So why would you take a quarterback when you could take three receivers in the draft, maybe win your Super Bowl then, and then look for the future? Instead, they are basically tossing these last 3 years out of the window and just going ahead and drafting useless people.
Now, I mean, they're still stupid good. I believe that I'm a firm believer that Devontae Adams is the best receiver in the league.
Agreed.
And then
DeAndre Hopkins.
I don't know.
They are side by side.
Yeah, Devontae Adams good. Isn't a deep threat, though.
I always said that Michael Thomas was not the best wide receiver in the league, even after everybody was like, oh, dude, he is by far the best receiver in the league. I'm like, he's just not. I don't believe it.
What happened to him last year?
He got hurt.
He only played like two games.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
In the two games he played, he did actually nothing.
I didn't know the Falcons signed Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah, because who was he with? The Bears? Yeah, they let him walk.
But, you know, Marquez Callaway kind of jumped in there. Whenever,
he did have a good year last year.
Thomas got hurt.
Yeah.
He went to Tennessee.
Ball for life.
Yeah. He had decent stats. I was disappointed that Emmanuel Sanders didn't thrive. I love Emmanuel Sanders. And when Michael Thomas got hurt, you know, it was a good opportunity for Sanders to step up and Callaway to step up. But really, Callaway ended up doing better.
Emmanuel Sanders said Callaway was going to be really good eventually.
He will, I think.
How different do you think the Saints will look this year?
They're not going to be good.
Who's going to be their quarterback?
Probably
Winston.
Yeah, Winston.
But they did just sign Taysom Hill to like a multi-million-dollar deal, which is weird because he's the backup quarterback.
Well, they signed Hill how the Patriots signed Newton. It was like, Taysom Hill, 3 years, $118 million. $3 guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know. Jameis Winston kind of makes him more explosive, but he's also terrible. So
make Jameis Winston not throw 30 interceptions, and he's a top 5 quarterback.
Yeah, you can say that about Garantano.
He got LASIK eye surgery.
You can say that about Garantano.
Yeah, but Garantano didn't throw touchdowns or have yards.
You can say that about any quarterback.
No, Jameis Winston led the league in receiving yards passing yards and passing touchdowns.
Yes.
But he also threw 30 picks.
Yeah,
the Bucs would lose like 35-31. You make him throw one less interception, they win those games.
They were really almost good with him throwing 30 picks a year.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, their record just couldn't show for it.
Well, like his stats. They were 8-8. He threw 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
Right.
Since we are the 615 guys and from Tennessee, where do y'all think the Titans will go with their pick?
I hope they don't go with the receiver, but that's what I'm kind of hearing they'll do. But receivers are very replaceable. Like, you can get a good receiver, like, in the fifth round. We need to take either offensive lineman or cornerback.
I think y'all need a D-line.
Something on the defense.
Well, we just signed Bud Dupree.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we need somebody in the secondary.
Yeah,
we got,
secondary was weak.
We
cornerback
got,
or tackle.
Well, we released, like, our entire secondary, and We signed a few guys back, but I mean, they're a bunch of nobodies. And then we wasted our first round pick last year over a guy who just parties and is already out of the league. So
y'all are supposed to take Zaveen Collins. He's a linebacker.
Is it the dude from?
He's Tulsa.
Oh, that's not the guy I thought.
Is the tackle the white dude? What's his name? He got hurt last year.
Taylor Lewan.
Taylor, is he still there?
Yes, he is.
There.
Yes. Isaiah Wilson was the guy that we released.
Georgia? Is he from Georgia?
He was from Georgia, yeah. Somebody from Georgia is going to get, like, fired for that. Or like,
who did he get traded to? Like, the Dolphins or something?
Yeah, we traded him to the Dolphins.
They cut him, like, that week.
Well, because, like, he agreed to come to optional workouts and then never showed up. And then
is what optional means, though.
But he agreed to show up. He was, like, he took to the coach. He was like, yeah, I'll be there. And then never came. And then he was like late to a bunch of meetings, or just didn't show up. And then they're like, yeah, this is stupid. What did we get from like a 6th round pick or something?
Yeah, it was nothing.
This has.
It's better than getting nothing, I guess.
This has Najee going 23rd to the Jets.
Jets have 2 first-round picks?
Yes, because I guess not Darnold, but whoever else, Jamal Adams.
Yeah. Their running backs aren't terrible, so like, why waste a first rounder on
who are their running backs? Running back?
Lamaji Pirine, I think is his name.
I mean, yeah, they have Pirine, and then they have like another dude named Pirine. But
that's yes, but they have other needs that aren't running back, especially if they're taking a quarterback too.
It could be a generational talent. However, running backs are very replaceable. I mean, you can go out on the street. I mean, look at Boston Scott. I mean, you can literally just go out in the street and find something. And yeah, they do have other needs. However, Najee Harris could be the next Derrick Henry
that's
that could
exactly
hurt all people.
Let's say he is huge. He's a freak of nature.
Look what Derrick Henry did for Tennessee.
That's completely because Henry is a tank. Like, he fits our play style perfectly.
But see, the Jets don't have a great line. Their defense isn't good.
But was our line good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Run blocking, yes. Yes. But we give up like 7 sacks.
But, yeah, pass blocking.
But like, here's the thing. He's going to have to learn, just like Henry had to learn, to put his head down and run.
Yes, because Henry's first 3 years, he was
he tried to be jumpy, and yes,
but he's dancing.
And he was trash.
And shout out to Eddie George, because he's the only reason Derrick Henry's good now.
Yes, that's why he is now the head coach at Tennessee State.
What did Eddie George do?
He basically told him, you're 6'5", 250.
You're the size of a linebacker and run like a receiver. Put your head down and run. You're going to run over a lot of people.
This has the Bucs taking an edge rusher, which would be terrifying. Because their D-line is why they won the Super Bowl.
Well, they don't need anything on offense because their offensive line's already amazing. And you know their skill positions are good.
Yeah, so if they get another dominant edge rusher, they're going to win again.
Well, both their draft picks last year were amazing.
Their entire team's pretty much returning now.
The safety?
Yeah, I think it's Winfield.
You think they'll win it again, maybe?
Probably.
I mean, they could.
I mean, you can never count out the Chiefs. You're loaded.
Yeah, and now they got a good – I mean, they released 2 tackles, but then they signed a top-3 tackle in the league.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they just got straight-up outplayed in the Super Bowl.
Well, it's because their starting tackles were out, and you could tell. It was the Bucs' defensive line that won that game. I mean, Mahomes was on the run the entire game.
Yeah, he had like – remember, didn't they say that he ran like 500 yards
during the course
of
the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have
but
to be exhausted.
It wasn't ladder or vertically, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was side to side.
It was like behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know what he needs after all that running? Non-healthy meal.
A non-healthy meal?
Yes. You know how bad healthy food is?
It's not
good at all.
Yeah.
Like gluten-free?
Ugh. Yeah, I don't see I'm sorry for people that are allergic to gluten because y'all don't know what it tastes like, but it's awful without gluten.
Does gluten even have a taste?
I don't even know what gluten is, but it makes things amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, because everything gluten-free is kind of trash.
Yep.
All right, shout out my mom for the green waffles.
Yeah. Diet waffles.
Diet waffles.
Miss Lee.
They're good once you put like a pound of
syrup
and
butter.
And a whole stick of butter on it. Like,
isn't everything, though?
Do what?
Isn't everything good with a pound of butter?
Anything's good with butter, I would say. I mean,
I'll never forget the day we were at the Lee residence and she popped out 2 green waffles on my plate and I was like,
what is this?
It's a Dr. Seuss book.
It's about to be busted.
Did you put food coloring in this or is it normal?
They're actually green?
They were green.
Yeah,
they were
molded.
Yeah, they're like brown, but they had a green tint.
It looked like they were plant-based waffles.
Ew. They were expired, and she was just like, oh, they're healthy.
I thought by green you meant
they
like healthy.
Like this.
No, like they were literally green.
Oh, well.
So for those of you loyal listeners who stuck out this long in the episode, we're going to help you out. We know most people love Los Compadres in Lebanon, and we're going to help you all out by giving you another restaurant to go to. Everyone loves Los. Can't go wrong with Los. However,
Los is the best place in Lebanon.
Yes. However, you know, you might have gone there 3 times a week for the past year. So we're going to help you out and maybe give you an underrated place to go to.
So y'all just want to go around the table?
Yeah. Brody, we'll let our guests start. You know, guests first. So there you go.
All right. Brody. So I'm actually going to do 2 here. If you don't care about everyone else being 60 years old, go to Sunset because Sunset is where it's at. But if you do want to go somewhere with people your age, go to El Sol, because that is underrated.
El Sol is very good. It's just in a weird location.
Yeah, it's nowhere close to anything, but if you're kind of like over by Home Depot, it's pretty good.
I totally forgot about that place, honestly.
All right, Sean. Sean, you got one?
I mean, are we just doing like Mexican or
anything? No, just any restaurant in Lebanon?
I'd probably go with El Sol too. Maybe. I'm just gonna stick with the Mexican train and go Mangoes.
Mangoes.
That was a good one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
I've only been like once, but it's good.
I've been a couple times.
One place I feel like that is very underlooked that has a lot of importance to Lebanon is Snow White. Snow White is very good, and it does not get the recognition it deserves, I believe. You know, cause just how good it is.
I might even go to say Snow White's bussin'.
Yes, milkshakes and all, and your meat and threes and all that other stuff. It's very good.
I wish I went there more often, honestly.
Mine might not be underrated. I mean, people go there a lot, but Peking.
Oh, Peking, so good.
Yeah, Peking.
With Lowe's getting all the hype, I think another foreign restaurant should get hype as well. Peking is so good. Also, another place, I completely forgot what it was. So we're just going to take it to the top.
Yeah, I'll jump in and help you out. I think China 1.
I knew you were going to say that.
On that one, Connor.
Over there by Publix.
I knew you were going to say that.
We had it one time, and it was not good.
No, I've had it.
You got the wrong thing.
I've maybe had it 5 times, and I think 3 of the 5 times I wanted to puke my guts out after.
It is not bad.
It's
not
good food.
It's not good.
What do you get?
I usually just get some type of chicken rice.
Shrimp fried rice.
Okay. I'm not going to eat just rice as my meal.
No,
you are insane.
Jackson, get orange chicken. You can't go wrong with it.
I've gotten that before.
Get the egg drop soup.
No, the egg drop soup.
You got it wrong. Okay, you're the one so time crazy. We went, it was a one bad batch, whatever. And
well, keep in mind,
other than that, it's been good.
Keep in mind, we didn't have cars at this point, so we walked.
We
walked from Connor's house to China 1.
It was
100 degrees. Okay, we walked there, and we get there, and the AC's broken. So it was like 100 degrees in the restaurant, and we had nowhere to go, so we ate at the restaurant. So I was eating a warm egg drop soup on a 100-degree day where I couldn't even breathe inside.
That's what made it bad.
We also didn't have money to get drinks. So.
Yeah.
No, because Brody bought like a $20 meal.
Brody's shrimp fried rice costs like $20.
Okay, when it said, so you can either get a pint or a quart. Yes. I thought the pint was smaller. Turns out it's not. So then
You couldn't just look at the price difference and be like, oh, this one costs more, so they probably have less food. Menu. Like, no, that's not right at all.
Miss Felicia is bigger than a quart?
I got whichever one was bigger. So Miss Felicia was like, you want the pint of the court? And I was like,
She wasn't with us.
Yes, she was.
Oh, we called it in, and then we went to go pick it up.
Yes.
Okay.
We weren't there when we ordered.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I was mistaken, and we couldn't get anything to drink because of it. So
yeah, we almost did. We were able to get drinks.
I think we wanted, like, Cokes and Dr. Peppers, but it ended up we had to get water or something.
Yeah, we almost had, like,
how terrible water is.
We almost had to ask them to use, like, the sink because we were like,
I don't have
something to drink. I mean, I had this warm egg drop soup. I need something cold to wash it down with.
I still didn't think it was bad.
I thought it was disgusting.
I love China 1.
Yeah, you know, it's good.
I want Chinese food now.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
No, Peking is superior to all the Chinese restaurants.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
No doubt. I think I've had Peking.
Chinese? Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
I've had Peking like hundreds of times, and I have yet to eat in there one time.
Really?
Yeah,
always take out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the buffet is smack.
Wish you would come back.
Yeah, well, COVID. They haven't had it in like a year.
Los Compadres buffet is superior.
I haven't had that either. But you said Chinese for a second. I was about to say sake, I think, is better, but that's Japanese. Both Asian.
Sake's definitely better, but I was trying to go. Basically, the two places people go, sake, Los. Or gondola.
Yeah.
So I was trying to go with places that people don't go to as much.
If you have a job and are willing to spend money, Town Square is where it's at too.
Yeah, that is
good. Town Square is very good. Very
You've
expensive.
Never had that? Urban Town Square.
Oh my
never
been God. To Town Square? And you don't like Demas's?
God. That's another topic we have to discuss real quick. Denton thinks Demas's is terrible.
Not terrible.
You've said terrible.
Very overrated.
Who cares if it's overrated if you like it or you don't like it?
I could probably live off the rolls, like, dipped in ranch.
Their rolls are good.
They're I'm glad you said that, Sean.
They're specifically dipped in ranch.
You want to keep going and hopefully you say something's bad soon? Because so far you're 2 for 2 on goods.
Hold up. All right. Do y'all dip your bread in ranch at Nemesis?
No, I'm also very plain.
Have you tried it?
Everybody says it's bad and they haven't even tried it. It's amazing.
I'm very plain. Like, I just eat my bread.
You got to try it.
Bert is the type of guy who will eat his like chicken plain and his burgers with just cheese and...
Brody,
well, I like my burgers.
You remember whenever you said you'd try sushi?
Yes, then they brought it out, and he was like, never mind.
No, not going to do it. No.
Okay, first off, who goes to a Asian place at the beach? Why don't we just go get like some popcorn shrimp at whatever that place was called?
It was sushi.
Sushi
is fish.
It seems like you're
from
right. Heard.
Asia.
What? No, not at all. I mean, like... Yes, you get sushi like in Japan and stuff, but it's found in America very often.
I'm never gonna try it.
You either love sushi,
you should.
Or you.
But
think
what
it's disgusting.
Got me is that you're like the whole time before you're like I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try something new.
Okay, I thought it was just fish, and I saw everything else that was inside that little thing, and
it's
I was
just
like,
rice.
Though.
You've been to Saki how many times, and you haven't had sushi there?
No, I just get like the chicken and shrimp.
And this was way better.
Sushi's probably my number one food. Like that.
That place was good, but it was y'all made it like.
It was amazing.
Brody goes and he'll get chicken and shrimp with rice, no vegetables, and will not put yum yum sauce on anything. Oh my
god! It's
you deserve
you
to just
ruin
not go there anymore.
Perfectly good meal with
you're
sauce you don't like.
You're not ruining it. You're making it better.
Sauce is good, but you have to be. It depends what mood you're in.
Okay,
you put yum yum sauce on probably anything.
Shout out to Ian Jennings because he doesn't ever eat the food with his yum yum sauce. He has like a pound of yum yum sauce and a little bit of rice.
Fuller
does that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do
that. There is a point where you can have too much yum yum sauce, but
yeah, like, do you want some?
I just slather it up and then I mix it up and then I slather it again.
Question of the day: what is the color of yum yum sauce?
Yellow.
It's yellow.
Beige.
No, it's yellow.
It's yellow. The bottle
container.
Yeah.
Who thinks it was orange?
His mom. Wasn't it your mom?
My mom thinks it's pink.
It's like yellow.
It's yellow with a hint of salmon.
It's like
it's either yellow or orange. I don't know where you're
going. That's what she said.
I wouldn't just call it.
Okay, well then your mom's right.
It's yellow.
It's
you can't convince
yellow.
Me. It's not.
I mean,
yellow.
It's almost more orange than it is yellow.
You know,
see, I can hear yellow or orange. Pink.
Peach.
I cannot hear.
No, yeah, she said peach. My bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
No, peach is pink orange. So like, it's not that.
Pink
orange. Yellow.
It's pink orange. You know what I mean?
It's more peach than yellow.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's more yellow than peach.
Yeah, you're wrong, Connor.
No, that's that. No,
yeah,
no.
I have a picture and it's
no.
Saki's
is different. Saki's is different than that.
Oh yeah, you're right. They get it from yellow. Saki. Yeah. Yeah, Connor, I'm gonna have to disagree with you here.
You're looking at the wrong picture.
You're right. My bad. Oh, foolish me. Oh, here it is.
All right, well, on the yum-yum sauce note, I think we're going to end episode 8 there. We want to thank all you guys for listening. Make sure you go follow us on Instagram, at 615guys. There, you can go DM us and purchase some stickers. Only $1. DM us. You know we want a sticker. You know you want a sticker. Put in your car, your...
Hydro flask,
your tables, your...
Or if you just want to support the boys,
exactly.
We'd appreciate it.
Anything is accepted. We love all you guys. We really appreciate it. Shout out to the sponsor, K2 Agriculture and Turf, for all your mower and tractor needs. Once again, they are located off of Highway 109 in Lebanon, so make sure y'all go check them out. Shout out Coach Scott once again. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you guys for listening, and as always, 615 guys out.
See you.